the Wandering Journo and Stories That Matter Studios. I'm Nance Haxton, and this is The Streets of Your Town, the podcast that takes you on an audio journey highlighting a different slice of Australian life each episode. Buckle up to meet a great array of ordinary, everyday, incredible Australians. This podcast is brought to you by DM Podcasts, part of Diamantina Media, with more than 25 million downloads for a range of shows such as The Batuta Advocate and Chat 10 Looks 3. Streets of Your Town podcast would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians on Jinnaburra land where this story was gathered. I acknowledge that for tens of thousands of years, First Nations people walked this country and shared stories on this great land down under, and I walk in their footsteps today. I pay my respect to their elders past, present and emerging. New Meanjin Brisbane band Yurinda is widening the scope of Indigenous music with a unique take blending Aboriginal language and song and classical genres. Combines ancient Aboriginal language performed by butchler songman Fred Leone with dramatic soundscapes from Samuel Pankhurst, along with a string quartet, which when combined invokes thousands of generations of story and culture. The band has just released its debut album on vinyl, CD and digital, following on from their performance debut at last year's Brisbane Festival, before going on to play at the Woodford Folk Festival over New Year's. Fred and Sam tell us on Streets of Your Town about how their music evolved and their excitement taking their music on the road with a tour up Australia's East Coast, finishing in Cairns on May 31. We start this interview by going backstage at the Woodford Folk Festival, speaking to Samuel Pankhurst in the lead up to their big gig, before we are joined by Fred Leone, who tells us in his wonderful, evocative storytelling style how Yurinda continues to grow and evolve.
Pankhurst.
And would we say one of the founders?
Yeah. So Fred and I are the founders. We met about 5 years ago, I think. It was actually during the Commonwealth Games. The year before the Commonwealth
Games.
Gold Coast Commonwealth Games. We were both put onto a project with the community down there at Fingal Head. And we were kind of like musical mentor people. And we sort of just hit it off as friends initially. And then eventually, Fred had this idea to try to do something together, and then that was a whole thing.
Where all the best combinations start, I think, is just with good friends. So did you find that you were chatting about music and everything? And
I think music came sort of a bit slower. I think we were going through a similar thing in our lives at the time. We both had both dads, and we mostly were talking about life stuff, to be honest with you. And we were, you know, just doing the musical, the mentoring and playing in the band. It was called Spirit of Turukai, by the way, with and Brian Ritchie from the Violent Femmes was the guy, and Mona Foma.
Oh,
he was
right.
The sort of musical director of the whole thing. But so I guess he got us together, really. But mostly talking about life. And then Fred kind of goes, we should try to put, you know, double bass together with, you know, these songs that I've written. And originally they weren't so much these like culture songs. Some of them were more things that Fred had written recently, and then we just like kind of were playing a bit more guitar, and it sounded a bit more kind of mainstream, what you would, you know, music you hear more often, almost like folkish sounding stuff. And then slowly, I think we just got to know each other better, and he was like, actually, this could sound amazing with these old songs. Or he started playing them, and I remember we were in a hotel room together in Tasmania doing Motofoma, and he just started singing this song in the middle of it, and often he'd go like, oh, you know, we can't sing this one because of, you know, it's like a private thing or it's a public thing. Or, and then
I was thinking that it must have been interesting for him to really sort through all those permissions, I imagine.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, and you know, it's a dynamic thing, so even something that, you know, even making this album together, which took a long time, there was stuff we had to change, like, you know, 3 years into it, that just, you know, just realized over time, like, actually, this isn't appropriate for whatever reason. Like, maybe it's something that, you know, this song, I'll let Fred talk about this stuff more, but there's certain songs that only happen at a certain time of day, so it doesn't really make sense for, like, someone to be able to put it on at any time. Or there's things that, like, there's songs that have to have, say, another two or three, I'm using, like, the word songs kind of loosely, but, like, cycles of things, like song lines, that have to be accompanied by other ones, otherwise this sort of process that they describe starts happening but doesn't go through to its natural kind of end point, if that makes sense. For example, like, just to use a metaphor, like lifting something up but then not putting it back down. I'll use that metaphor because it's loose enough, but you know, you get what I mean.
Yeah, well, I mean, and I'm sort of fascinated by about how you're a blend of the ancient and the modern. Well, it's like you defy the normal musical categorizations, which are limiting almost to everybody. But yeah, it doesn't really fit into a box you're in, does it?
Especially if you start calling it one thing that it isn't really, because then people come to it with a mindset that might limit their experience of the thing. Yeah.
But because you're a producer and a strings kind of aficionado, so even that combination, I suppose, affects what you do together as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So double bass is kind of the special instrument I play, but my first instrument was guitar. Like, my grandparents were fairly, like, active musicians. My grandma's, like, Romani, and my grandfather's, like, you know, kind of Russian Jewish. Don't really 100% know, because it was, like, Second World War getting out of there kind of vibe. But they had like a boogaloo band, so that's what I learned from when I was, like, playing guitar from when I was little.
Oh,
they had
brilliant.
A band with Tommy Emmanuel, strangely enough.
Oh, wow.
So that was a lot of the stuff I was being shown, was like finger picking country stuff. And when I was really little, and then when I got older, I started playing electric bass, I guess, because you get bored of playing the one thing. And then I just thought I'd wanted to do music. And I had a really good piano teacher in high school, actually. It's probably how a lot of the things that are in Yirrindah, I was sort of messing around with in high school with this piano teacher, because they were really just super out there, and they'd shown me all this stuff from the, like, modernist composers and, like, Messiaen and Elliot Carter, like, amazing.
You've been defying musical boundaries for a while by the sound of it, Sam, I think.
Yeah, I can't seem to stick to them, really. They just feel like they're all different games, all different genres are kind of different, you know. Music's like a kind of sound to me. It's like a thing that is, like, below something bigger, which is sound, and depending on how the sounds are kind of structured and how you perceive the structures, that's like the music either is there or it's not, as far as you can tell. But I'm really more into, like, sound, and I think Fred's really into sound as well. So, like, a lot of the stuff in Yirrindah is trying to, rather than, like, musical forms, like in a Western, classical, European, sort of whatever, American sense, they're more like, because, like, Fred's songs, like the culture songs, ancient songs, they don't have the same stuff going on. Like, they don't repeat in a kind of, there's not, like, you know, 16 bars and then it goes back to the top again. it's like a sequence of things happen, and how they happen is often dictated by breath or how you're feeling or what's going on. So they're very elliptical, so it makes it very difficult to put stuff around it that's, you know, you have to sort of reach a little bit deeper to try to find sounds that are right, rather than, like, forms that fit around it. I hope that makes sense. That's very nerdy.
Oh, yeah. No, it sounds like every performance would be different, really. It's quite improvisational.
It has to be. They're the same in that we're playing the same songs, but it's different in that those songs are always performed differently, as far as we would say, people who are listening to like any kind of, you know, pop music or, you know, Western classical music. It's like elliptical, and I can't really think of many European examples that are like that. Honestly, it's pretty unique, and it's really to do with the sound of the voice and the way that the words sound. They move, they just vibrate in a particular way. So
So it must have been challenging even to record, was it, and to decide
it was
how that format would be?
Incredibly challenging. It was like I think it's the hardest thing I've ever done with music, just because we sort of came, like, just figured out this thing that was kind of working between Fred and I with double bass and voice. We had guitar in there, and then we went, it doesn't sound like unique enough. It doesn't sound singular enough. And then we made this whole recording where it was just double bass and voice. And we got to the end of it and listened back to it and sat with it for a minute and went, it just doesn't sound good enough. It just sound like what you can get away with when you're playing live, which is what we've done, doesn't necessarily work on a recording. Doesn't take up enough space. You know, we didn't want to like lather the whole thing in too much, you know, effects and things. So then I just said, Fred, I think we need to like start this again from a really first principles.
Oh, wow. Thing. So that would be tough.
It was tough. And we did it in a strange way where I just said, look, we'll record your voice first. And then I'll arrange everything around it. Obviously with Fred, but we did his voice first. So even those string arrangements, they are all very much secondary to, like, he's done his voice first, then I've plotted out what's going on with it. That's the song Yuangan, which plays like dugong migration, dugong hunting song. That song never repeats. None of the metering is the same in it. Like, it's not 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4. It changes every single bar. So building the strings around that, it just, that got us over the line. And then we started sort of exploding stuff out from things I was doing on the double bass, or that Fred was doing with, he does these bird songs with his mouth. I mean, just like whistling them and playing them. So we sort of went from there, and then sort of try to find just things that would go with it, trying to find phenomenological sounding stuff, stuff that you don't need any information. You don't need like cultural information to know that triangles sound crazy. You know what I mean? If you have three triangles playing at the same time, it sounds insane.
Because you've got a track that starts with the triangles.
We do, I should have said cool. that. We got one track beautiful. That has just, it's like a huge amount of triangles going, and it sounds like stars glittering. Aww. And
I bet the kids love it too and jump up and dance for that.
They don't mind it.
Some of their kids with triangles.
They sit wide-eyed and like with an open mouth. So hoping they're enjoying it, yeah.
What's the response that you get from audiences? Because it is really so different to even here at Woodford Folk Festival, which has got a pretty eclectic array of things, and we can hear half of them going on now. It's pretty hard to find a quiet spot.
Here he is. Here's Freddie.
Oh, it's Fred.
Well,
yeah.
We get lots of people. I think yesterday after our set, I had at least three people come to me and say, oh, I wish I could have laid down during that.
Yes,
so
right. Interesting.
So we want to try to do that. I think it's very visual. Like, I have synesthesia. So when I hear sounds, depending what they are, that I get a kind of visual experience that's involuntary from that. It's
different
not,
colours?
No. I don't get the colours thing. It's like little geometric shapes.
Wow.
So all the things on the album are things that give that feeling to me, that experience. And Fred's the same. Like, we're just like thinking in visual terms.
Well, and it helps, I imagine, with composing what you're doing, having that extra layer. Yeah.
And when you overload, I think there's certain sounds, like when you overload someone with them, you, like James Turrell, that artist who works with light, when you overload your senses, like your eyes or your ears, you start having, like anyone, if you don't have to have synesthesia to have that experience. Like, you just get overloaded. It's more than your synapses can handle. And that takes you into a place where you're having a kind of involuntary but pleasurable or intense experience. Doesn't have to be pleasurable, I guess, but an intense experience, yeah.
So you'll be going on tour, which was part of the reason too I thought I'd be good to chat with you. That hopefully people around Australia can keep an eye out for you guys. So it's not just you and Fred, you've got a few guys on the road, is
absolutely
that right?
Yeah. So we've got Fred and I, we've got our great friend and collaborator Richard Daniels, an incredible percussionist and all sorts of things, comes with us everywhere. Eric Griswold, amazing pianist, all sorts of things. We have a lot of multi-instrumentalists in the group because we need everyone to do all sorts of things. And then we have a string quartet, really, wherever we're going. And that sort of is a bit of a shifting thing, but so the string quartet we record with in Brisbane, like Catherine Philp, who's just a phenomenal cellist, Graham Jennings is a legend, Yoko, legendary violist, and on the recording is Anne Horton and Claire Tudovich plays with us. So it's just sort of like all shifting around all the time with the strings because it's... We'll get there, but we can't fly everyone yet, but we will.
Yeah, you're looking forward to hitting the road and seeing those reactions from further afield?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's the best thing ever.
Melbourne getting to Tassie, you're getting out there.
Yeah, deep Tassie, which is the best. And Melbourne Recital Centre, we'll do playing at the Sydney Biennale, which will be really special. We're doing, of course, Brisbane, Byron Bay, Hotter at the Gold Coast, up to Pomona. Going Tanks, even, yeah, Tanks, what's that sorry?
Oh, Cairns, yeah, that's a good venue.
All over the place.
So it sounds like people should download it and maybe stretch out, lie down for the first time and have a listen, let it wash over them a bit.
Yeah, stretch out and turn your phone off and close your eyes.
Take some time out. And
see what you see.
Cool. Well, can I swap with you and I'll sit next to Fred with my mic? Oh, great. Thank you. Fred, thank you so much for joining us on Streets of Your Town today.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, thank you for having us. Yeah.
So can you tell us a bit about your indie and how it evolved? Sounds like it really came quite naturally from your friendship with Sam.
Yeah. And, you know, just a few consecutive yarns about, you know, just talking about cultural stuff. Like I'm an initiated Garawa man on my grandfather's side in the territory, and then I'm the senior bachelor song man over here for Gari, for Fraser Island. And just having those yarns and those talks, and then our mutual love of music, and then this synesthesia stuff is like, oh, hey, wow, you get that too, okay, me too. So yeah, and then just working with Sam has been awesome, just to see the process. So going from, you know, recording the songs in the original way or the traditional way, and then the process of working it, and we recorded it was done, and then we were sitting there about a year and a bit in, and we're like, need something else, hey, yeah, let's get a string quartet, yeah, all right. So we did, and we got in the studio, it came out, it was amazing. Many hours went into the album, and it's so cathartic to be able to perform it. Yeah, it's so great to finally be able to get these stories out and take people on the journey, you know, take people on the journey across, even though the whole album's in Butchler, there's, when we play live, we'll do a couple, one or two songs in my grandfather's language as well, from up in the territory side.
Is this something you'd wanted to do for a while, Fred? Like finding a different way that you could communicate these stories?
That's one of the things that I mentioned to Sam when I think, I do this, but it doesn't have to be in one particular style. What do you think we should, let's just work together and work on something. So just hanging out for hours and hours on end and coming up with ideas. And Sam's amazing. He's multi-instrumentalist. So it was easy. It was a no-brainer, actually, just being two friends into the same stuff and then being able to, you know, bring these stories to life in a way that's very, well, for us, it's that synesthesia. I see the shapes and stuff, but I also see colours. And so when I hear music, so I'm always closing my eyes and just rocking away. So there's that connection to the music. I go into in depth about the few tiers of meanings behind each song and the stories, old, you know, if they go back, if those stories are, you know, minimum 65,000 years old, I'll tell you the story, minimum 65,000 years old, but also how it then relates to the here and now. So
I mean, how wonderful that some of these songs and stories that are just handed down through hundreds of generations, that you're able to bring it and reinvent it in a bit of a new way, just for a new audience that may not hear them otherwise, really.
Yeah, that's it. And we make a whole bunch of different music, so is just about taking it to, you know, this audience. So and this style of music too, I feel like, what does it get sort of classified as? Like, a little bit, it's everything, hey. It's like, I've heard people say it's like a cross between art, what do they call it? Like art?
And music.
No, art, in a way.
People love to use experimental.
Experimental, but
that's a weird term because there's no experiment.
Yeah. Yeah. And even I heard someone said to me yesterday, oh, I love how you guys improv. Said, no, that set is, they said, but that's how it sounds, but it's not,
that
like,
is,
you know,
that is
one or two
thing,
songs.
Isn't it? There's like reviews online, particularly, I'm going to say it, like often it's American reviewers, and they hear it and they go, oh, it's like free jazz.
Yeah.
But there's no improvisation.
Then
it's
they
all
see it,
notated.
Then they see it live and, you know, everybody's reading the sheet music, they're all locked in.
Yeah.
And then like, wow, can't get their head around it. But that's the beauty of it is we take what, like me, Sam, Richie do when we're live. Well, Sam been doing years too. Just sort of spewed it out onto a page and, you know, added a string quartet. And so I think that's one thing that, what's different about it compared to anything else that's out there is that the ability that it has to just show you a different way of thinking. It's like it's out of the norm of what you'd regularly listen to or classify it, you know, it's almost, I wouldn't say beyond classification, but it defies it a bit,
yeah. I mean, really, who would have thought that, yes, that your ancient stories could be combined with, you know, European instruments that really have only been around for, you know, a few hundred years.
Very short amount of time.
In comparison, but it works well.
Yeah.
There's something about, like, you know, when we put the album together and the things that still work the best is like when we started with Fred's voice and the way Fred sings the songs and listen really deeply to what that sounds like, what he sounds like and what the words sound like. You know, I understand a bit of Butchler, but not very much. So I can't, you know, I'm not able to hear the language and go translate it all that much, like a little bit but not that much. Then we're trying to find other sounds that make you feel that way as well, and it's hard to put into words, but if you hear Fred sing it on his own, you know what it is. There's something there that just goes, humanity's been around for very long, a lot longer than it feels like in this modern world,
and there's so much we can learn from these stories from long ago.
And then to that human connection of music's been around since before any of us were on the planet. You know, it's that heartbeat in your mother, that rhythm, that dum 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 dum. And so that's what connects us as human beings. When you hear music, you know, people often say, oh man, when I hear you guys, like, I just, my hair stands up and I can feel the old people with this. I get the same from listening to Adele, from listening to like some Tchaikovsky, like different things. As human beings, we're all connected to
this. That's what links us together.
Yeah, that's it. And so, you know, to be able to give people that experience is something that's.
Fred, thank you for explaining it for us. It's wonderful. But is there anything else that you'd like to add about looking forward to the tour and?
Oh yeah, just looking forward to the tour. Oh, if you see,
hope to meet a few people out there.
Yeah, definitely. If you see some posters up or posts about it, make sure
Yirrindah.
Yirrindah. Make sure you like, share, subscribe now. But like us on whatever, Instagram, Facebook. But also come out and check out the music and hear the stories. And just got to say that vinyl that's coming out, it is a piece of artwork, and so the artwork is all painted by my niece Mia Bow, who's becoming very sought after at the moment.
Well done, that's
and,
great.
Contemporary Indigenous artist, and it's all painted with ochre. So we're sitting there talking, and then Sam and I were having a yarn, like, oh, we should do something special with the album cover.
Yeah, get your niece to do it.
And then I got all the ochre colours from Butchler Country, from Rainbow Beach, all the way up to Burham Heads, and sand from the island, from Gari. And so she used all those colours as the palette. I took bags, loads of colours down to Nam, down to Melbourne to her, and then she said, oh, this is, you know, after back and forthing with us for a while, said, this is what I've come up with. We said, what? Yeah. You're kidding. So that album is in itself is a piece of art.
It's got chills when she sent that. I've never had such an experience with artwork for something. Just,
And I think too, like, after each show, we might even do like a Q&A.
Definitely.
Just to have, do that. Yeah. And just so people can ask any questions that, if you might have missed something in the explanation or of the songs or whatever, they can just come and ask questions and find out about the process, how it's all, you know,
that is together, the thinking
behind it.
Oh, it'll be a great cultural experience. Thank you guys for putting together something so innovative and beautiful. I look forward to seeing your gig again this afternoon and hopefully getting a few more pums on seats for you from Streets of Your Town listeners.
Yeah, awesome.
Thank you, Nance. Hey.
Thank you, Nance. And thank you, Streets of Your Town listeners. Woo!
That was Fred Leone and Samuel Pankhurst speaking about the music they create with their band Urinda on this episode of Streets of Your Town.
Is produced by Nance Haxton, aka The Wandering Journo, with production assistance from Michael Adams. That's it for this episode. I'm Nance Haxton. If you'd like to meet more everyday incredible Australians, subscribe and listen to the back catalogue of Streets of Your Town, including Series 2, The Journo Project, on Apple Music, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you like what you hear, please review and rate Streets of Your Town on your podcast provider, share the show with your mates, or join my Wandering Journo tribe of supporters at the Streets of Your Town website, soyt.substack.com.